Well, we're just about set to start a brand new month, and we'll say goodbye to the month of February and head to March. But before we do that, we do have today to go through. And of course, we always start on a Monday with Arthur Schwartz as our first guest every week. And then Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, who joins us today. Ruth, nice to speak to you again this morning.
Yes. Good morning, Marshall. I can't believe it's almost March. Wow.
Where does the time go? It really is true.
Yeah. And I think it's going to be winter this month instead of the past few months.
Yeah. It looks like we might start off with the like a lion.
So
what are some of the big stories that you see out there?
Well, I think, we're all talking about the court case.
Yep.
Planning and zoning appeal against the Holly Place was denied. And kind of interesting that we have Andrew Rohrabach back in our news. He was the judge on the case. As you know, he was our state rep and state senator for years and years. So everybody's familiar with Andrew. So it was kind of nice to see his name there. This group, there were two corporations and one individual who appealed the Planning and Zoning Commission decision to allow the 12-unit apartment complex at Holly Place. And as you and I know, those were grueling hearings with three that added up to 12 hours of testimony during that time in March and April of 2021. And the judge has ruled that their cases, they don't have a case for denying it. So we'll be following this because, well, this application was from the Salisbury Housing Committee. And we all know, there's talk of the need for affordable housing is desperate in throughout all the towns because of the high cost of real estate. So we'll be waiting to see, as Michael Clemens, chairman of the Planning and Zoning Commission, said, we'll see if there's going to be another appeal.
And well, the interesting thing about this is that at the same time, of course, the land that was donated for housing in Salisbury, Jim Dresser, plans are being put forward for that. And those are pretty impressive plans. I think it calls for anywhere from 20 to 30 some dwelling units if it gets built.
Right. Yeah. Now, I'm not sure if they appeal, Marshall, that goes to another court, I assume, a higher court.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that I think they would have to refile because basically what Andrew Rohrabach said was the case you bought isn't a case that's an argument against it. They'd have to file a different case because this one, and if you looked at it closely, it really didn't deal with the technical aspects of what was going on. So it's interesting.
That's true. Yeah. Cause they're talking about, it hindered the historic outlook of the area and that there were viable alternatives. And who's to say whether that's true or not? Yeah.
So I think they'd have to really find something the commission did that is an error to continue. But the other thing that went out before planning and zoning, Ruth, is the old Chinese restaurant reapplied.
Oh,
they
really?
Reapplied because when they pulled out, the zoning told them to come back. So they've come back and they've agreed to certain things like having a gravel driveway and gravel parking lot. They've also agreed that the other building that they're going to build will be a little smaller and they'll move that. So it looks like the Chinese restaurant deal I don't think it's like a month or two away, but it looks like it is going to go through and that piece of property will be fixed up and turned back into a viable eatery and a good looking property again.
That's been an issue too. I mean, that's a real eyesore for years. So I'm sure people will be happy with that. Okay, we also, of course, had the phase two session of the hearing on the Sharon Hospital's application to merge the intensive care unit and medical surgical unit into a progressive care unit on Wednesday. That went on pretty much all day. It wrapped up, and now again, we have two applications before the Office of Health Strategy about Sharon Hospital's changes. You know, it was the same, the proponents, the hospital people, administrators talked about the how it's not going to change anything, it's going to improve care. And of course, the opponents, Save Sharon Hospital, were talking about, you know, the risks that's involved, it's going to imperil health, people are going to have to be transferred, it's not the same. A PCU does not give enough monitoring, according to Dr. Kirsch. So here we are waiting. We're just waiting to hear the results of both this one and the one to close the maternity ward.
So. And how strange is it? I don't know how many times before this, before the state, that one hospital has two major suits going on at the same time.
They must know Sharon Hospital very well out there.
Yeah, I'm sure. That, how many years has it been now since the first plan to turn it private? I mean, I think it's we've been dealing with this now in courts or legal actions for over 20 years, right?
2001 started when Essent wanted to, you know, sought to buy the hospital. We went through those hearings.
Seth Connery, right?
HUD Connery.
HUD Connery, that's right. HUD Connery.
HUD Connery. Yeah. Oh, yes. And all those Southern accents, because they all come from Tennessee. Yeah.
But you know what? We look back at the way they ran the hospital, and you know what?
Yeah.
It doesn't look that bad.
Exactly. Oh, we spent a lot of time there. Yeah. We have a story today about sidewalks in Kent. That's another focus we've had here. We have all new sidewalks along the main street. Now in 2024, we're going to get some on the ancillary streets. There was a meeting this week, and they discussed the engineers were very nice about holding a meeting just for those of Lane Street, because it is an important street that comes off Main Street and goes through the town. And so, of course, there were pros and cons for people who don't want sidewalks and people who do want sidewalks. So it was an interesting gathering. Looking ahead, Marshall, we have a hospital update at 5 p.m. and it's Zoom. So Christina McCullough, the president, will be giving an update, as well as the firm that monitors the hospital. These are one of, you know, was part of the approval to have these meetings every few months. So that's what's going on. And then on tomorrow, we have Sharon Board of Selectmen. Yep. And that's the late one. You know, they meet twice a month at different times. And it's again a crazy time of year, of month, because of Monday, you know.
Yeah, there's everything falls so late into the month, and then it starts off earlier in the month, and it throws the calendar off whack, basically.
Yeah. And yesterday there was the concert at the Salisbury Congregational Church, where the kids played, you know, these talented kids come and play. And that's about it.
Yeah, we've got coming up this weekend. It's been going on for a while now. The United Church, a Congregational Church in Salisbury, has their monthly midday music and meditation. And that is coming up on Friday for people to go. And then the Noble Horizon Spring Art Show will be on March 3rd, beginning on March 3rd as well.
Yeah, there's some locals, right?
Yep. So it's just that time. And then Paul's Village is going to try to get their composting program off the ground. There's an event coming up on that.
On Saturday.
March 4th. Yeah, on Saturday.
Yeah. That's the other issue, Marshall. We'll be following composting. Every town is talking about it, because the incredible amount of foodstuffs that go into the garbage that we pay for. And as somebody pointed out, so much of it is water. So we are paying to transport water out to Pennsylvania and Ohio. I mean, it's really criminal. And so these composting efforts are so important to, you know, we're paying so much money as it is to get rid of our garbage and put it, truck it out to landfills. So I know Falls Village is starting, as we say, Salisbury's ahead of its time. They were the Salisbury Sharon Transfer Station had a program, has had a pilot program. I believe it's now regular.
Yeah, that began over a year ago.
Yeah, Barbara Bettigal really pushed for that. And I think if people knew, you know, how much we could save, I think they maybe be a little more focused on putting their foodstuffs in composting. So we'll see. Interesting. Yeah.
Well, the problems that face us, housing and garbage. No, it's really true. Housing and sooner or later have to deal with the issue. I'm surprised the state actually let that burn plant go to waste and didn't keep on top of it, because
a lot of people feel that way. Yeah, I mean, it's tragic. Yeah, what's happening here? It's just unbelievable.
It's almost like the state just said, you know what? You handle it. We're not, you know, it's no longer worth it to us. It's just, that's the amazing thing. And it leaves all the towns liable to pick up the cost. And it's not just Democrats. It's the state itself, the state government, Democrats, Republicans just don't seem to pay attention to this.
Exactly. And it's really, as somebody said, we're going so far backwards. You know, here we were. We all had landfills. We all buried. We all realized in all these towns the problems involved and what it did to the environment. So we go and, you know, do the burn to energy, and now we're backwards. We're going yep. back to landfills, and at an added expense of trucking it way yeah. up.
Well, thing every day that goes by, things don't get cheaper.
That's for sure.
That's the old rule.
Yeah, but we'll be looking ahead there. You know, March is going to be filled with budgets. Most of the towns are finishing up their budgets. We also have the Region 1 budget
that's
coming up. Sam Herrick, the business manager, is going around to towns to talk about it. It's the latest I have is up about 2.7%, but that may be coming down a bit. So
yeah, that figure always comes out and for the most part drops. Doesn't drop a huge amount, but it always seems to drop to try to hover around that 2% mark.
Right. And the hearing is in April, and the vote is May, the referendum is May 2nd. And again, they're going to be returning some money that means that towns get a credit for next year. Not very big this year, but they do have a little bit of a surplus. So,
all right. Okay. It's another week.
Another week and another snowstorm, huh? So I may have to put on my boots.
Your boots and skis.
I'd be slipping and flopping all over the place.
All right, Ruth. We'll
always good to start the week, Marshall.
It is. So we'll check with you next week, Ruth.
Okay, take care.
Take care. Ruth Epstein, of course, with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.